This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
9:03 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn on vacation. Joining us right now from MassinSports.com, School of Rock, he is Rock Abaco. What's going on, Rock?
Hey, guys, I don't even want to imagine where Jeremy Conn vacations. It's got to be something freaky, right?
Well, if it's not freaky, he'll make it that way.
He's the least freaky guy on this show. That's what the misconception people have. All he does is stay in his room.
But there's a lot of baby oil.
Rock, I feel a lot of pressure on my chest from that bus that Ed just threw me under. He's the least freaky guy on this show.
Well, we know who's number one. So. You're a distant second. So.
Rock, the Orioles, I heard a stat this morning that they lead the league in three-run leads given up, including last night. We heard after the game Tony Mancelino say that, you know, the issue is hitting with runners in scoring position. He's right. But when you're giving up three-run leads, the issue is probably the bullpen as well.
Exactly. And the starting pitching. I mean, K. Povich looked great for three innings. He had six strikeouts by then. And then he gives up two in the fourth, three in the fifth, and that was it. But on that hand, then, on the other hand, you're only down a run, and you go 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position and strand 10, including two in the ninth with your best hitter up, Ryan O'Hearn. So they're finding a lot of different ways to lose games, and there's a lot of different stats you can dig up. I hadn't even heard that three-run one. I believe it, but it's just amazing the things you can find. They have not rallied when behind after going into the ninth inning. They only have one win when they've been down after the sixth or seventh. So, you know, they're not hitting in the clutch late, and the starting pitching isn't going deep enough for the most part, though we saw a little bit of an uptick in Boston, and the bullpen just getting worn out. Which, you know, I mean, it was bound to happen. The defense has tightened up. The Cardinals are the team that bounced every throw in the infield, and their first baseman couldn't pick it, but they still end up taking two or three from them. So, it's just been a combination of things. But they went 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position the night before and 3-for-17 last night. That is a pretty good place to start when you're talking about where they're having their major issues.
What do you think about the injury concerns? Now, you're hearing no timetable on Grayson Rodriguez. Kyle Bradish now on track for August. I thought it was July. Are we supposed to still keep hope alive here?
It's only May. I don't know if I can, how much longer I can keep saying that.
Until Sunday.
It's still May, though, right? Okay.
You got till Sunday.
It's only May. Relax, people. No, I mean, they are starting to get a little healthier. I mean, Kowser and Westberg are Norfolk just waiting to be able to play. The last two games have been postponed on their rehab assignments, and Kowser's already played four in Aberdeen, and he's been out since March 30th. So he's really close. I don't think Westberg's far behind. We were just talking about a hamstring that he had a setback on. So you're going to get those two guys back. And, you know, Bradish, I thought, was, you know, August was pretty optimistic to begin with just because of the surgery was in June of last year and the usual timeline. So they're getting some guys back. Ramon Laureano is hitting, and, you know, they think he'll be back soon. Tyler O'Neill is doing baseball activities, blah, blah, blah. The problem is, and we anticipated this could be an issue, is you're going to get these guys back and be so far out of it that it's not going to matter. Maybe you're going to start playing a little better, at least until the deadline. And then the question becomes, if you're deemed as not contending by then, do you go ahead, even though we're playing better and healthy guys are coming back, you start trading guys because you're sellers, and then that's obviously going to sabotage any chance to be, quote, playing better. So they've dug themselves such a hole that they needed to start making up some ground before these guys start coming back in order to really make a push. And just when you think they're going to do it three in a row and they had leads last couple of nights, something happens here, and they end up taking one step up and two back, as Bruce Springsteen once said.
Hey, with Rock Abaco, School of Rock. Rock, let's go back to that hitting with runners in scoring position. If someone asked us, what do we do? What can the Orioles do to alleviate that? And I said, relax. I had Ben Wagner on the show yesterday and talked about having the Orioles players. One thing we can't say is that they don't work. They work a lot. And sometimes I question whether or not they maybe need to relax a little bit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and that's what we've been hearing about. Oh, are you pressing too much? Then you talk to some guys, and they'll confirm that, yeah, it's only natural. That was happening second half of last year when they seemed to go into this collective offensive funk that everybody's pressing, trying to be the guy, and it just makes it worse. But then you talk to some others that say, well, no, I wouldn't say it was pressing. You're just, you know, you hit into some bad luck. You know, you hate tipping your cap to the opposing pitcher, but that happens a lot. But I feel like there's got to come a stretch when – the season's falling apart the way it is, spiraling here, and guys aren't producing in the clutch. You have that opportunity. It's just human nature. I don't know how you don't press that situation. So I think that is a lot of it, but I really don't know what else to do. They do work on things. They've skipped batting practice. The weather has forced them, more than anything, to skip batting practice. I know they're tired. They couldn't wait to get this off day to day. Both teams, they were going to play at 3 a.m. if they had to, just to get a day off and try and freshen up. But, you know, we've seen pass resets haven't helped either. But it is just a strange thing that really has been an issue since going back to the last season now. And, you know, it's hard to do. You couldn't do that on purpose, go 1-for-14 and 3-for-17. The fact they had 17 opportunities is pretty amazing. And early, by the fifth inning, they were 3-for-16. Then they had the two singles in the ninth. So early on, they could have put that game away and weren't able to do it.
What do you think happens with the managerial position? Obviously, I don't think, you know, they're going to do anything during the season. I mean, Buck Britton, the heir apparent, are they going to go outside? Is somebody inside the organization, or is this not even discussed?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's something that's being at least talked about internally, but we don't even know. We're just making the assumption that Tony Mancelino is the interim through the rest of the season.
Right.
When Elias met with the media in Milwaukee, most of us weren't there, most of the lead beat crew. And, you know, so I went back and listened to the interview, and I know he was asked about Mancelino in 2026, but we never really got a clear, he's definitely the guy through September. I could see that being the case, but there is precedent. They hired Buck Showalter, I think it was in August of, wasn't it, 2010, when they had three managers that year. So if you were going to go more for a veteran-type guy, and he's available, and you want to give him a head start, give him a few months to evaluate the team and kind of get comfortable, they could go that route. So I wouldn't be shocked by that. But honestly, it's hard to answer that question because for all I know, Mancelino's the guy through the end of the year, and then he opened up this big search. You know, that you could go Buck Britton, but he has zero experience in the majors beyond this first season. Now, he was a successful minor league manager, and maybe that's enough. And Brandon Hyde had never managed in the majors, but he'd been a coach for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether they're going to look at what happened and say, okay, we need more of a veteran-type guy, or whether they look at Buck Britton as the successor and somebody, again, who embraces all the analytics, and is more than happy to have a collaborative effort in making out the lineup each night. Not every manager is going to feel that way, guys.
No, definitely not.
Yes, we could probably name at least one who would lock his office door before letting that happen. So, got to get the right guy to fit if you're keeping everything else in place.
There he is, Rock Abaco. Rock, thanks a lot for your time, my man.
All right, guys, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.